and hello, kids and kidzoids. This is Stories and Stuff, a messenger of joy. And I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the land of cold weather and warm hearts. If you'd like to reach me here in Minneapolis, you can dial 612-879-5010. 612-879-5010. You know, once I got to talk to a real angel, back when I was 6.5 years old, you know, it was actually where I could hear his voice with my real ears. I know he was an angel because I had prayed for one to come, and then he did the very next day. It happened when I was 6.5 years old. At that time, we lived in Berlin. That's in New Jersey, of course. And we lived with Little Scout, the big dog. And Mother and Daddy even lived together then, and then it was my sister. And we still had the goat then in the house, too. It was a nanny goat for the milk and everything. And, yeah. Now, Mother, though, she would go to the grocery store, and you know how long she'd stay? 20 years. Well, at least, though, after she did come out, she would have an angel food cake for me, and she'd let me eat on it all the way home, and I'd eat at least half of it before we got home. And it was all right, you know, for waiting 20 years, you know. She said, I deserved a cake like that. But, because I didn't like to go in and just stand around, so I would kind of wait in the car. And sometimes I'd get lonesome, though. So she said she was going the next day, and I'd be, you know, look forward to my angel food cake. But I decided to have even something better to look forward to. I prayed to God, and I said, now, God, send Jesus to talk to me while Mommy is in the store for 20 years, and I'll even bring him some balloons to blow up just for busting. And if you can't send Jesus, I know he might be busy, it's all right if you send an angel instead. That would be fun, too. So then I said amen, and that made it a prayer, so I knew it would come true the very next day, and it did. I stayed in the car while Mother went in the grocery store, and I sat up for a little while waiting for the angel, but he didn't come after about a week. Well, I think it was a little over a minute, but that's a long time when you're breathlessly waiting. So I just decided to lie down, and I got on the floor of the back seat and got very quiet. After a little while, I heard somebody walking up near the car. Could that be Jesus or the angel? He didn't just pass by. He stopped, and then he opened the door of the front seat and got in. That's when I knew that my prayer had been answered. I was so happy. I wanted to say something right then, but he got under the dash. He didn't talk to me or say my name or anything right away. But I know how interesting all those wires are under there. I like to get under there and feel them myself and touch the little heater motor and the little metal tube that Daddy showed me made the signal light do the clicking and stuff. And so he was under there. Sounded like he was using tools, maybe a screwdriver, and then I heard like a screw fall on the floor. And he was under there, and I waited and waited. I was patient. You know, you don't want to just interrupt an angel or Jesus. But I couldn't wait any longer, and finally I sat up. I didn't know whether Jesus would be busy or not, so I said, are you Jesus? Are you Jesus? He seemed to be startled. Are you Jesus? No. Well, I prayed for Jesus, but I said, God, if Jesus is busy, you send an angel. Are you Jesus? No, I'm not. And he seemed to be rather surprised. And I said, I prayed for an angel, then that's all right. Wow, that's neat. You came all the way from heaven just to see me. He said, you prayed for an angel, did you? Yeah, and then you came. You know, that's how God answers prayers. You're not my guardian angel, though, because I know him, but I figured it would probably be a different one. My guardian angel I have to hear with the ears in my heart. But I say this prayer to him, so I'll say it to you, too. It goes, O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever to stay, be at my side, to light and guard, to rule God, I'm in. I don't know why I always said prayers fast when I was 6.5 years old. And then now that I prayed the angel prayer to him, I knew for sure he was a real angel. And I said, what's heaven like? Well, I don't, well, it's real, real good. You'll just have to find out when you'll be there, you know. It's real, real good, he told me. And he seemed surprised. And I said, you know, Mommy goes in the grocery store and stays 20 years, and I get kind of lonesome. And that's why I asked for an angel to come and talk to me. That's a long way you flew, all the way from heaven. Your wings must be tired. Here, blow up this balloon. Do you ever blow up balloons just to bust them? Well, you know, I haven't for a long, long time. Yeah. Here, you know, you started blowing it up. And I said, if you blow it big enough, it'll stop blowing up and it'll bust. And he actually busted his balloon. And so I was blowing up mine, and I busted mine too. But I let the angel do his first. You know, you have to have good manners when an angel comes like that. And he said that he probably better be going soon because he didn't want Mother to see him. But I asked him, do angels go to church? And he kind of started to cry. And he said, this one is. He said, right now, I'm going to go right over to a church. Right now, there's one over there. He said, I'm going to go. And he realized, you're blind, aren't you? And I said, oh, yeah. Me and my sister is, too, you know. And he said, I'm going to go to church right now. He said, yeah, you could talk to the priest, you know. I bet you can teach him a lot about angels, because I don't know how often if he's ever talked to a real one like that, you know. And I said, you know, you can talk to the priest. And he said, I will. I'm going right over there. And I said, wow, that's neat the way angels get to go to church even when it's not Sunday. We just go on Sunday, but, you know, since I'm not an angel or anything like you are. And do you have wings? Oh, well, he didn't really say anything, but I knew he did, you know. And he said, if I give you something, can you keep it? And I said, sure. And he gave me some angel money. I knew because it was long and skinny. You know, regular coins are round, and this one was long and skinny. I found out later that's called oval-shaped. And it had a square hole in the middle. He thought it was Chinese or Japanese, he said, but he was just being funny. I knew it was angel money because it was long and skinny like an angel wing would be. And that's how I knew. It was the kind of money they spend in heaven, or, you know. And this was like 2.5 inches long and like 1.5 inches wide. And he gave it to me. And I told him, I'll keep it forever. I said, I'll keep this forever and I'll pray for you every day. He said, you do that. He wanted to cry again. He said, you pray real good prayers, you know. Yeah. I guess they were good, even though I did them fast. God could still hear them. So he left, and I heard his wings flapping, and almost sounded like an awning on the roof, but I guess because he had lifted off. But I knew it was just, or could have been a flag, but I knew it was his wings because I had prayed for an angel, and he had come. And then when I heard the wings flap, he was gone. And I kept the coin for a long, 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 long time. What do you think happened? Do you think maybe he went to church and talked to the priest, you know? I know when Mother came out, and a little while later she turned the radio on and it didn't work real good, and we went to the mechanic, and the aerial wire was unplugged and the screws were missing, and Mother thought maybe I did it, and he said, no, you'd need tools to do that. And you know, maybe somebody was trying to steal the radio or something, but he was able, you know, the screws were on the floor. He put them back in and plugged the wire in, and it worked real good. You know, that guy thought he was a radio stealer, but actually he was an angel. He was wrong. He was really an angel. I knew because I had prayed for him and prayed for God to send one, and he did. Do you think maybe he went to church and maybe talked to a priest and it changed his life and he stopped being a radio stealer? You wonder whatever happened to him. Well, about 10 years ago, I lost a coin, but Joyce and Peter in Australia, after hearing the story, said that they'd make sure they'd try to find me the coin like that. They called some coin shops, and they finally found one that had something like that. They didn't know if it was the right kind, but sure enough, it was the identical type of coin to what I had before. So every time I touch it, I remind myself of that angel that I met in Berlin, New Jersey. It's amazing what happens when you pray for an angel. Well, next time there'll be another story, and stay strong and take time to play. Take care of each other. And let me know if you talk to any angels. Have a good week. There'll be a story next time. Bye now.